Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, 7:49, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Going to Bruce Jettelson, very patiently waiting for us, professor of public policy, political science at Duke University, previously worked in the State Department and on the Middle East peace process. Talk about President Trump meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu about Gaza and Israel. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
I'm good, Tommy. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Gaza, Israel, Iran's in the talks as well here or not?
Yeah, apparently Iran, President Trump said that he would support Prime Minister Netanyahu, Israel, making another attack on Iran. Of course, President Trump had also said that we had obliterated the nuclear program, so it's not clear why another attack would be necessary, but most people had disagreed with that. So they talked about that. I think they, you know, once again, very importantly, they celebrated the release of the remaining Israeli hostages, all home with their families. And I think maybe one of the sets of remains has not been sent back yet or found. But fundamentally, what they're really doing is helping each other's politics, right? Netanyahu faces an election next year. President Trump is saying that Netanyahu should be pardoned. And for 40 straight weeks before October 7th, Israelis were in the streets every weekend demonstrating against Netanyahu and demanding that he be prosecuted. And for Trump, you know, right now the MAGA movement, the Republican Party, is facing huge problems of anti-Semitism within its ranks. And having a session with Netanyahu might, for some Jewish Americans, make them kind of look away and not pay attention to that.
What is the situation in Gaza right now as far as from its worst stages to today?
So it's gotten better. One of the benefits for the people, the Palestinians in Gaza, was not as much as was promised, but a lot of more humanitarian relief is going in. Tell me, I have a colleague at Duke, a doctor, David Hassan, who set up a Gaza children's village. And they're servicing over 18,000 orphans right now and providing medical care and some education. And he has been able to do more since October 7th, since he was before. And so that's one indication of the benefits of the people in the Palestinians in Gaza. At the same time, Hamas has not been disarmed, and the Israelis have not decreased their attacks. There have been more killings, by Israelis of Palestinians, more people still suffering. And so, you know, some things have gotten better, but not as much as was promised back in October when this was said to be, you know, the greatest peace in the Middle East ever.
Explain, if you will, Bruce, the difference between, and I think President Trump at one point, and my memory doesn't have it in front of me, right, or I don't have it in front of me right now, my memory fails me exactly, but I think there was a point where President Trump or Marco Rubio, somebody acknowledged that the people of that region were not the ones that perpetrated the attacks and were being unfairly punished, right? Didn't they at one point acknowledge that?
I'm not sure. There's no question that Hamas did the October 7th attacks. But the other thing that's happening is the people in the West Bank, which is another part that was supposed to be part of the
Palestinian. Let me rephrase it for a second, and that's just okay. To clean it up, as the people that were suffering were not necessarily part and party to the attacks.
That's correct. I mean, Hamas, really knew that Israel would attack, systematically after October 7th, and Israel did need to respond militarily. It didn't need to do everything it's done for the next 2 years. And the Palestinian people have suffered both at the hands of Hamas and the hands of Israelis. And so you have, a huge death toll, 80,000 maybe by some estimates, people who, have no homes, kids like the 18,000 my colleague Dr. Hassan is trying to help out, who are orphans now, who are wounded. And so they really have paid a price. And I have to tell you that before the war, a credible pollster in Palestine found that over 60% of the Palestinians in Gaza were anti-Hamas, right? They don't like Israel either, but they also were anti-Hamas even before what Hamas, brought upon them.
Has the social structure just completely collapsed in Gaza?
It has, but you have to feel amazing, respect for the courage and the belief that these people have. They say they want to go back to their homes, right? President Trump and others have talked, let's just, move them all to other countries. Even with their homes in rubble, those are their homes, those are where, their ancestors are buried. And if they could be given the opportunity, and the funding, including not just from us, but from the World Bank and from countries like Saudi Arabia that have lots and lots of money, they would be prepared to try to rebuild their country for themselves and for their children. So that kind of courage and belief in themselves and who they are, you really got to respect that.
If you could look into your crystal ball and I was talking to you on this date in 2026, where would the situation be?
I fear it's going to be, I fear it's going to be worse. Because I think that, President Trump is claiming credit for this, but there's so many elements to that peace plan that are really good elements. But there's not the roll up the sleeves trying to make them work either by the Trump administration or by other countries in the region. And so the suffering continues, and as it continues, it just gets worse.
Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate your time. I hope you have a happy new year.
Same to you.
We'll talk to you again. Bruce Jennelson, professor of public policy, political science at Duke University, previously worked in the State Department on a Middle East peace process. Again, I think it's important to remember that not everybody in Gaza was part of the attack or was in favor of the attack, and certainly Israel did need to respond, but there's a lot of suffering going on there. There's a lot of suffering going on in the Sudan, and I think we need to just realize sometimes how lucky we are, not to mention Ukraine and other areas of the world. 7:55, 5 till 8, traffic now, WWL.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.